Phoenix Dragons I find out difficult to battle because of my back problem that I have is the A-frame that I learned for many years already. I can't do well in the A-frame. Sometimes I never follow them properly. Sometimes I do like other way round.
Sometimes it's not in sequence to roll. In sequence to roll, like when the pacer set out a pace, but I cannot catch up. Then I tell myself, what PWD can do, so we can do also. Like a normal person can do Dragon Boat, PWD also can do.
Although I can drop big, I have been to follow instant fragment. And the first was as strong. I have seen that being pushing me myself. I offered by the ancestors to finish at the work.
Initially, I joined DD to become as a caregiver and to accompany my brother who is diagnosed with autism. So I was a bit apprehensive because autism is actually not a very easy disability to manage. Because to him, every Sunday is supposed to be dragon boating. But then if there's a change, now we are doing boot camp. Then he will not be in a very good mood. Yeah, he will probably not want to participate and maybe will insist on going on dragon boating even though it's like thunderstorms and rain. Yeah, but right now, he's able to take it in his stride, he's able to follow along.
The perception that people have of people with special needs is that they are very reliant on others, which is actually not entirely true. Like when we go for our trainings and then we spend more time with them, we actually learn that they can do the same as anyone else, just that it needs to be approached in different manners, different ways. So we cater the way we train, the way we engage them is very unique. It's unique, yeah. But if people think that they perform any less than others, it's not true.
I think for me, it's actually not about the races we won, but I think the events outside of Dragon Boat. For example, we organize Christmas parties where we will gather together, have barbecue, and then we really communicate with the paddlers with disabilities. We start to know more about them beyond Dragon Boat. Yeah, and it's very nice to know that the deaf paddlers also made the effort to teach us basic sign language. I think it really helped to build the relationship between the volunteers and the paddlers. Yeah, which I think really makes it a very memorable experience for volunteers and the paddlers alike.
Boils down to the way the team is, the environment here is very friendly, very supportive. Like, we are happy to see each other every week. I think we may not be as competitive as other teams, right? But we have more like a family bond here, Yeah, and sometimes when you don't come, right, they will spam call you, they'll ring and ask where are you, why are you not here, you know.
We look forward to seeing them, just catching up, and then training hard together. Yeah, I think that's the spirit of Dragon Boat, and also the spirit of different dragons specifically. Yeah, we row together, have fun together.
To me, that I can like make new friends and make with other team, like with a normal person. We didn't know that we can beat other team. Because other team proud of me, like Dragon Warrior, just now the black color team. And this thing make me happy because everyone in got different kind of disability around us in this team and other team also.
So make myself happy to be a DD team also, to make more people happy and fun together as a team, as a group also, and never give up.